Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible for the 17th day of December. I'm Brian. Pleasure. As always, every day for these past, 2,000 plus days, it's been a pleasure to serve and be here in God's Word together in community. So we come to the book of Nahum today, and just like the book of Jonah, Nahum was a book of prophecy written to the city of Nineveh. 150 years earlier, God sent Jonah to the city, and when he delivered God's message, Nineveh fell on its face and repented and were spared. Now, they've returned to their wicked ways and are as bad, if not worse, than they ever were. Nineveh was the capital city of the great Assyrian Empire, and its conquests were known to be very brutal. Again, God sends a prophet to Nineveh, Nahum, preaching repentance and a return to God. The Ninevites did not listen this time, and the prophecy of judgment came true in 625 BC with the destruction of Nineveh and the falling of the Assyrian Empire. This prophecy shows that God is merciful, God is patient, but he is not a pushover, and he will not stand for a nation's sin forever. And this should spur us all on to be agents of change in our countries, to be the catalyst for repentance and a return to our God. Nahum chapter 1, verse 1 through 3, 19. This message concerning Nineveh came as a vision to Nahum, who lived in Eklosh. The Lord is a jealous God, filled with vengeance and rage. He takes revenge on all who oppose him and continues to rage against his enemies. The Lord is slow to get angry, but his power is great, and he never lets the guilty go unpunished. He displays his power in the whirlwind and the storm. The billowing clouds are the dust beneath his feet. At his command, the oceans dry up and the rivers disappear. The lush pastures of Bashan and Carmel fade, and the green forests of Lebanon wither. In his presence, the mountains quake and the hills melt away. The earth trembles and its people are destroyed. Who can stand before his fierce anger? Who can survive his burning fury? His rage blazes forth like fire, and the mountains crumble to dust in his presence. The Lord is good, a strong refuge when trouble comes. He is close to those who trust in him, but he will sweep away his enemies in an overwhelming flood. He will pursue his foes into the darkness of night. Why are you scheming against the Lord? He will destroy you with one blow. He won't need to strike twice. His enemies, tangled like thorn bushes and staggering like drunks, will be burned up like dry stubble in a field. Who is this wicked counselor of yours who plots evil against the Lord? This is what the Lord says. Though the Assyrians have many allies, they will be destroyed and disappear. Oh, my people, I have punished you before, but I will not punish you again. Now I will break the yoke of bondage from your neck and tear off the chains of Assyrian oppression. And this is what the Lord says concerning the Assyrians in Nineveh. You will have no more children to carry on your name. I will destroy all the idols in the temples of your gods. I am preparing a grave for you because you are despicable. Look, a messenger is coming over the mountains with good news. He is bringing a message of peace. Celebrate your festivals, O people of Judah, and fulfill all your vows. For your wicked enemies will never invade your land again. They will be completely destroyed. Your enemy is coming to crush you, Nineveh. Man the ramparts, watch the roads, prepare your defenses, call out your forces. Even though the destroyer has destroyed Judah, the Lord will restore its honor. Israel's vine has been stripped of branches, but he will restore its splendor. Shields flash red in the sunlight. See the scarlet uniforms of the valiant troops. Watch as their glittering chariots move into position, with a forest of spears waving above them. The chariots race recklessly along the streets and rush wildly through the squares. They flash like firelight and move as swiftly as lightning. The king shouts to his officers. They stumble in their haste, rushing to the walls to set up their defenses. The river gates have been torn open. The palace is about to collapse. Nineveh's exile has been decreed, and all the servant girls mourn its capture. They moan like doves and beat their breasts in sorrow. Nineveh is like a leaking water reservoir. The people are slipping away. "Stop! Stop!" someone shouts, but no one even looks back. "Loot the silver! Plunder the gold! There's no end to Nineveh's treasures, its vast, uncounted wealth!" Soon the city is plundered, empty and ruined. Hearts melt and knees shake. The people stand aghast, their faces pale and trembling. Where now is that great Nineveh, that den filled with young lions? It was a place where people like lions and their cubs walked freely and without fear. The lion tore up meat for his cubs and strangled prey for his mate. He filled his den with prey, his caverns with his plunder. "I am your enemy," says the Lord of Heaven's armies. "Your chariots will soon go up in smoke. Your men will be killed in battle. Never again will you plunder conquered nations. The voices of your proud messengers will be heard no more." What sorrow awaits Nineveh, the city of murder and lies. She is crammed with wealth and is never without victims. Hear the crack of whips, the rumble of wheels. Horses' hooves pound and chariots clatter wildly. See the flashing swords and glittering spears as the charioteers charge past. There are countless casualties, heaps of bodies, so many bodies that people stumble over them. All this because Nineveh, the beautiful and faithless city, mistress of deadly charms, enticed the nations with her beauty. She taught them all her magic, enchanting people everywhere. "I am your enemy," says the Lord of Heaven's armies, "and now I will lift your skirts and show all the earth your nakedness and shame. I will cover you with filth and show the world how vile you really are. All you who see will shrink back and say, 'Nineveh lies in ruins. Where are the mourners? Does anyone regret your destruction? Are you any better than the city of Thebes, situated on the Nile River, surrounded by water? She was protected by the river on all sides, walled in by water. Ethiopia and the land of Egypt gave unlimited assistance. The nations of Put and Libya were among her allies, yet Thebes fell, and her people were led away as captives. Her babies were dashed to death against the stones of the streets. Soldiers threw dice to get Egyptian officers as servants. All their leaders were bound in chains. And you, Nineveh, will also stagger like a drunkard. You will hide for fear of the attacking enemy. All your fortresses will fall. They will be devoured like the ripe figs that fall into the mouths of those who shake the trees. Your troops will be as weak and helpless as women. The gates of your land will be opened wide to the enemy and set on fire and burned. Get ready for the siege. Store up water, strengthen the defenses, go into the pits to trample clay and pack it into molds, making bricks to repair the walls. But the fire will devour you. The sword will cut you down. The enemy will consume you like locusts, devouring everything they see. There will be no escape. Even if you multiply like swarming locusts, your merchants have multiplied until they outnumber the stars. But like a swarm of locusts, they strip the land and fly away. Your guards and officials are also like a swarming locusts that crowd together in the hedges on a cold day. But like locusts, they fly away when the sun comes up. All of them will fly away and disappear. Your shepherds are asleep, O Assyrian king. Your princes lie dead in the dust. Your people are scattered across the mountains, with no one to gather them together. There is no healing for your wound. Your injury is fatal. All who hear of your destruction will clap their hands for joy. Where can anyone be found who has not suffered from your continual cruelty? Revelation 8, 1 through 13. When the Lamb broke the seventh seal on the scroll, there was silence throughout heaven for about half an hour. I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and they were given seven trumpets. Then another angel with a gold incense burner came and stood at the altar, and a great amount of incense was given to him to mix with the prayers of God's people as an offering on the gold altar before the throne. The smoke of the incense mixed with the prayers of God's holy people ascended up to God from the altar where the angel had poured them out. Then the angel filled the incense burner with fire from the altar and threw it down upon the earth, and thunder crashed, lightning flashed, and there was a terrible earthquake. Then the seven angels with the seven trumpets prepared to blow their mighty blasts. The first angel blew his trumpet, and hail and fire mixed with blood were thrown down on the earth. One third of the earth was set on fire. One third of the trees were burned, and all the green grass was burned. Then the second angel blew his trumpet, and a great mountain of fire was thrown into the sea. One third of the water in the sea became blood. One third of all things living in the sea died, and one third of all the ships in the sea were destroyed. Then the third angel blew his trumpet, and a great star fell from the sky, burning like a torch. It fell on one third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star was Bitterness. It made one third of the water bitter, and many people died from drinking the bitter water. Then the fourth angel blew his trumpet, and one third of the sun was struck, and one third of the moon, and one third of the stars, and they became dark. And one third of the day was dark, and also one third of the night. Then I looked, and I heard a single eagle crying loudly as it flew through the air. Terror, terror, terror to all who belong to this world because of what will happen when the last three angels blow their trumpets. Psalm 136, 1 through 26. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who alone does mighty miracles. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who made the heavens so skillfully. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who placed the earth among the waters. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who made the heavenly lights. His faithful love endures forever. the sun to rule the day. His faithfulness endures forever, and the moon and stars to rule the night. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who killed the firstborn of Egypt. His faithful love endures forever. He brought Israel out of Egypt. His faithful love endures forever. He acted with a strong hand and powerful arm. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who parted the Red Sea. His faithful love endures forever. He led Israel safely through. His faithful love endures forever. But he hurled Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who led his people through the wilderness. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to him who struck down mighty kings. His faithful love endures forever. He killed powerful kings. His faithful love endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites. His faithful love endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan. His faithful love endures forever. God gave the land of these kings as an inheritance. His faithful love endures forever. A special possession to his servant Israel. His faithful love endures forever. He remembered us in our weakness. His faithful love endures forever. He saved us from our enemies. His faithful love endures forever. He gives food to every living thing. His faithful love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven. His faithful love endures forever. Proverbs 30, 7 through 9. Oh God, I beg two favors from you. Let me have them before I die. First, help me never to tell a lie. Second, give me neither poverty nor riches. Give me just enough to satisfy my needs. For if I grow rich, I may deny you and say, who is the Lord? And if I am too poor, I may steal and thus insult God's holy name. Father, as we enter into almost the call and response, the liturgical prayer of the psalm today, we over and over in the call and response of it would declare your faithful love endures forever. And we say it over and over and over as all of the beautiful things that you have done are reflected in the song, in the prayer. And we could say it over each of our lives. If we were to take 5 minutes, we could say, for our families, your faithful love endures forever. For our spouses, your faithful love endures forever. For the way that you sustained us when we lost everything, your faithful love endures forever. When we lost the one we loved, your faithful love endures forever. When the child went astray, your faithful love endures forever. When we suffered great hardship and challenge, your faithful love endures forever. When we are laughing and joyous, your faithful love endures forever. When we are sobbing and weak, your faithful love endures forever. Because it's true, your faithful love endures forever. And there's nothing else like it. Because there's nothing else that can endure forever. There's nothing that we can do or hold in our hands or manufacture or create or turn to for life or turn to for comfort or run to or from that will ever endure forever. There's nothing that we can do in our own strength that can endure forever. But your faithful love endures forever. And so we place our very soul, our eternity, our spirit into your care. Everything that we are, everything that we dream of, everything that we hope for, everything that we long after, we place in your care because your faithful love endures forever. And there is no other place to turn. There's no other place to go. Or we can find eternity. Or we can find something that will endure forever outside of you. And so we run to you. We fall at your feet. We raise our arms. We think of the fact that you have come for us in this season of Advent. We look toward next Sunday, the day that we celebrate your arrival. And we realize it's true. Your faithful love endures forever. So we worship you, we love you, we thank you for your many gifts of kindness to us. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website. And a lot has been going on around here. So much of it around the book passages. And I'm pleased, and I kind of went on into all that yesterday. I'm pleased because if people read that book, at least to my way of thinking, if I've done my job, they'll be passionate for the Bible. So the ebook was released day before yesterday, and I guess as I sit here, it had climbed into the top 10. Again, these things are just dumbfounding me. I had no idea. Literally. I mean, you go into these things with... If you're smart, you go into these things with no expectations. You truly go into these things and say, have your way, God. It's very hard for any creative person to do that because you put your heart and soul into it. And you can't measure your success by numbers either. It's deceiving. It's a total trap to build your life on that kind of a framework. I am thrilled for the book, though. I am thrilled for the words contained in the book because they lead to one funnel, one place, God's holy word. Because I believe with all my heart, and I'm living proof, and so are you. The daily interaction with the Bible changes things. It orients us to God. And if there's a mission in my life now, it is to turn as many people on that are breathing air on this earth today to that fact. So you can get your iTunes bookstore book, iBook of passages at iTunes. You can also get it for the Nook and for the Kindle. I know that you can order a hard copy of the book from Amazon.com. I know that you can order, or that you can get a physical book from Lifeway bookstores. And I know that it's rolling out. Like I said, before we started all this, it'll be rolling out. It's intended to roll into January. It was an after Christmas thing. So all this stuff that's happening right now is a groundswell from within this family that's blowing my mind, I guess, surprising me greatly. And I thank you because it makes me feel like that you believe in this as much as I do, that you believe that this matters. And that going into a new year strong and inviting people to experience God's word to start that year correctly, oriented to God, is worthy and worthwhile. So thank you for that. Let's see. The store, the Daily Audio Bible store, if you're wanting to get some stuff for Christmas from the Daily Audio Bible store, we can take your order safely. Through Sunday, basically through Monday at noon, we're going to cut off shipping, but we're going to prepare a shipment that leaves Monday at noon. And that we know with pretty good certainty will arrive. We believe based on the way that we ship with the U.S. Postal Service, at least domestically, that we can ship till Wednesday and it still arrive by Christmas Eve. But we're just kind of saying, hey, heads up, based on what we think we know, we're pretty sure everything's going to get there if you order by noon on Monday. So anything that you want to just heads up. All right. One thing I do need to tell you, and I'll mention this a few times along the way. I've not mentioned it as early as this before, but I'm trying to get better. When the year switches over, I know it might seem like nothing happens, but behind the scenes, huge things have to happen. Every single one of the language sets, every single one of the programs, every single thing that we do has to reset correctly on a dime at midnight. I mean, it's all got to work flawlessly. And it's happened that way all of these years. But what that does is make it difficult. Not make it difficult, make it impossible. December goes away. So if I'm speaking into the future, you may be hearing this and it's the end of the year now. You may be a few weeks behind or a week or a few days behind. Get the last days of the year now, because they won't be here after the 1st. December 31st will be here for a day. And then everything has to switch over. We've got to just move into the new year, and it's too difficult to maintain all of the past programs. It will be available if you miss it. And you can buy it by the month, so you'll have to spend $2, which is not that much. You can get the month of December. You can buy any of the years, or you can buy by the month any of the previous readings on Daily Audio Bible for all of the 6 years that we're about to complete. But we do charge a $2 per month download, so you just kind of cover our bandwidth after the fact. Of course, Daily Audio Bible itself, if you're going through the Bible in a year, is free. It's something that we do as a family. And so if you want to partner with the family effort of the Daily Audio Bible to bring the spoken word of God to anyone who will listen anywhere in the world, then you can do that at the website. There's a link on the homepage. And I do deeply, deeply thank you. The mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And if you have a prayer request or comment, 877-942-4253 is the number to call. All right. I love you very, very much. I'm Brian, and I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Danny in St. Petersburg, Florida. Today is Monday, November 28th. And this past weekend, we were at a local restaurant, and one of the servers, we learned, has stage 3 pancreatic cancer. And my wife and I and mother-in-law were talking to her and trying to encourage her. And it's just something that's really been on my heart all weekend, and I've really wanted to call and lift her up in prayer. This woman has 2 children, and she cannot undergo chemo at this time because she has an infection, which if she did undergo chemo, it could kill her at the moment. And I really want to pray for her that God will lift her up and heal her, watch over her family and her loved ones. I really was moved by her story, and it doesn't happen to me very often, but I was really praying for her all weekend, and I ask that you, my family at DAB, lift her up in prayer as well, that she's able to undergo the proper treatment, that her doctors will be given wisdom to heal her. I pray this in Jesus' powerful name. Amen. Also, I'm headed to work at the moment, and I just passed an accident on the interstate. Everybody appears okay. A car flipped over, and there's other, looks like there are 2 cars involved, and I just pray that everybody is okay and receives the proper care. I know this is a very stressful time of year to have an accident. Well, any time of year is stressful to have an accident, but probably not the best time of the year. But also, I pray for these people involved in the accident, and I pray just for drivers in general. I know this time of year we can all be kind of lose sight of what's going on around us and be in more of a hurry than we usually are. And I just pray that we all take a few moments, pause, and look out for one another, and not be so much in a rush. Thank you, family, for praying with me this morning. I love every single one of you, and hope you have a wonderful weekend and a wonderful Christmas season. God bless you all.
Good morning, B&B family. This is Ron from upstate New York. I have a praise report. I called about a little over a month ago about finding a job. I did have some interviews, and I can say that God has provided. I have a job now. I've started last week, and I praise God, and I thank all the prayers from the DAB family. Brian and Jill and China and Max, keep up the good work. God bless you. Ron.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible. This is Tim from Charleston, South Carolina, and I wanted to call and give a Thanksgiving for not only Thanksgiving, but for Christmas, because this is the Christmas that my wife and I will be together. We've been separated for 4 years, and I was really in a bad state 4 years ago, just because I didn't know who I was. I didn't know there had been so many things that I'd done in my life and to my marriage and to my family, and I just wanted to call and say that through prayers of friends and the earnest health of our spiritual health and our emotional health, that we saw it, and through the love of my wife, that we are getting back together, and this Christmas is going to be so memorable. And I just want to pass on to all the rest of the guys out there that are in the same situation that I was in 4 years ago, not to give up hope. But mostly not to give hope on yourself, give up hope on yourself. But mostly don't give up hope on God, because God will come through, and we put our faith and trust in Him. And I want to say thank you to Daily Audio Bible, because it has been such a blessing to me. And especially my beautiful wife, and her love and her patience and her hard work to get healthy. And I just praise God for all that He's given. And I thank you that Billy Audio Bible is here, because it is probably true the hardest times. And I'm just overjoyed. I'm really here. Thanks, Daily Audio Bible. God bless.